This is Judith Martin Starr recording interview with Robert Strigoulas, candidate for the Culver City City Council. So, Robert, what I've started out asking everyone is, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to run for City Council?
I want to make Culver City a better place to live and work. And I'm particularly concerned about how the city is. You know, we're $6 million in deficit, and they're spending money. You know, I use this term. They're spending money like a drunken sailor on frivolous lawsuits and bureaucratic waste. And one thing in particular that galls me is of waste is like there's the attorney, city attorney's office is spending is $2,340,000. Needless expenses, and they've already spent $1 million on contesting environmentally safe oil drilling when they could have just gone, and I'm for having an open dialogue with the oil companies instead of having all these lawsuits that and everybody's lawyering up, and it's just a waste of money. And the city, you know, it's really hypocritical because the city's, paying the oil companies $200,000 in royalty fees. They're getting $200,000 in royalty fees from the oil companies, and yet they're spending $1 million to stop oil drilling. It doesn't make sense to me, you know.
Okay. So your recent run for the school board didn't get you a victory, but what made you decide to just turn around and take it to city council? It seems to me that you're very much on the same issues for a different office.
Well, I feel very strongly about the oil issues because I think in turn the city was once giving $3 million to the school district. My primary concern is to help the schools, and I believe it's the city's in a stronger position to approve the oil drilling. And if we do have environmentally oil drilling, I have made a open pledge publicly that I will see that the city gets $3 million to the school district. And if I can't do that, I would not rerun for election.
Okay.
So I'm making that pledge right now.
So, and you're fashioning yourself as an independent Democrat. Can you define that? Because we think of independent as one thing and Democrat as another.
Well, as an independent Democrat, I am beholden. I'm not part of any political machine. I'm not really going out of my way to seek endorsements, so I'm beholden to other people. I am going to look at every issue independently. I'm going to give, if anything, any issues that come up before the city council, I am not going to be influenced by a very vocal special interest group. I'm going to listen to both sides and look at things from that perspective. So I consider myself to be independent because I'm beholden to no one but the people of Culver City.